Insert cliche about New Year's resolution here. Gym and fitness center sign up. Check. Start working on taxes. Check. But did you know that January is also the busiest month for new signups on online dating sites, according to Match.com and PlentyOfFish.com, two popular sites? Today, January 3rd, is the busiest day of the year for new signups on their sites. But our next guest decided to take things in a different direction altogether. She decided to quit using all of her dating apps for 3 months and meet her dates the old-fashioned way, in person. What a thought. Lisa Bonos writes and edits pieces about the single life for the Solo-ish blog and the Washington Post, which recently published a piece about her going without dating apps, and she's here to talk with us about it, too. Lisa, welcome. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Michelle.
First of all, I have to be your old-fashioned friend and say I had no idea there were so many dating apps.
There are a lot, and I was on five or six of them. I mean, part of that is I have to test new ones out for my job, right?
Okay, sure. It's your job.
It's for work. But there are even more.
Bumble, Hinge, Happn, JSwipe, Tinder. 1, 2, 3. You were on 5 of these things?
Yeah, I was on 5, but probably Bumble and Hinge were the ones I was using the most.
I guess the first revelation for me, these online apps are really important to your dating life.
If you want to be meeting people and going on dates on a regular basis, yes, it's important. I think if you want to go on one date a week, you are going to have to enlist the internet or all of your friends to set you up.
So why did you decide to delete your apps?
I was out with a bunch of friends on a Friday night, and a friend of mine looked at me. I was showing people about all the apps, right? And she was like, well, you can meet people in person. Why don't you go off of these things and meet people in person? And we were in an environment where there were theoretically a lot of single people, right? We were at a bar on a Friday night in September. And so I thought, like, I looked around. I was like, there are people all around. I don't need these apps. And I said, yes, I'm going off of these. And I struck up a conversation with someone that night to sort of prove to her that I could talk to people in real life.
Were you nervous about it?
I wasn't nervous about it. At the time, I was pretty tired of online dating and I needed a break.
What was it that was tedious or exhausting about the online or about using all these apps?
Yeah.
And I have to say, I was dating in the pre-app era, mm-hmm. and I found it exhausting and tedious too.
Oh, of course. Yes. Okay. It can be exhausting and tedious no matter where you're
finding your dates. That you found sort of exhausting and tedious about it that you wanted to take a break from?
Well, there are so many people on these apps, right? So there's all these potential matches. And then once you get a match, you might start a conversation with someone. Some of the apps have time limits to how long once a match is initiated. You only have 24 hours. I think all of it was starting to make me feel overwhelmed as far as like how many people can I fit into my life as potentials and how many conversations do I want to carry on with strangers, because those conversations are not very interesting most of the time.
Well, so now that you've had your 3 months app fast,
yes.
Say, what's your takeaway?
The big revelation was that I probably liked them more than I thought I did. Trying to live without them was a little bit like trying to live without the internet. That most singles now, if you're out there dating and you're looking, you're probably going to be looking for dates online. And so to not look online made it feel like I was like living without the internet. But my takeaway from the time away is that I might do it more often. Just take a breath when I'm feeling overwhelmed. Not say for 3 months I'm not going to use the apps, but maybe like 2 days or 3 days. But I think I will probably consciously not rely on them as much.
Putting you on the spot here, Lisa.
Yeah.
So are you going back on the apps?
Of course I'm going back on the apps. January 3rd is the big day.
Lisa Bonos writes and edits the Solo-ish blog for the Washington Post. We're talking about her piece about taking a break from dating apps for 3 months. She was kind enough to join us in our Washington, D.C. studios. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up, we'll hear how one school superintendent is going way beyond the call of duty on behalf of her students.
You cannot expect children to learn at high levels if they come in hungry and tired. And so we remove those barriers. So the barrier of food, we have a food pantry and we give out 8,000 pounds of food a month.
Tiffany Anderson and the tactics that are transforming the lives of her students in Jennings, Missouri. That's later on All Things Considered from NPR News.